Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Kristen. How can I help you today?
Yes, my name is Charlotte. I'm with Home Depot store 0509. I was calling. I entered an order yesterday for an appliance installation, actually two of them, but the customer has canceled that, so I need to give you that order number so and let you know I'm canceling it.
Okay. What's the PO number?
0949-0841. There's one for a washer and one for a dryer.
Okay. I've got customer Melody Chung.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It shows this one's for custom labor.
For what?
Custom labor.
Yes.
Okay.
One is for a dryer and one is for a washer.
All right, and you said that the customer canceled?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to cancel it in my system, but I wanted to let you know before I did.
Okay, yes, okay. Ma'am. And then,
all right.
Let's see. You said there was another PO number?
Hold on.
Or,
let me look. I don't know why it separated it, but it did. I thought I was putting it all on one order, but it created two. 0949-0843. Is that the one I gave you previously?
I believe that one was 41. Let's see.
Yeah.
This one is for the install of the washer machine and the dryer for Melody Chung. And so this one was canceled too.
Oh, yeah. You didn't need the first one. That's okay. I understand.
I know you're fine.
I know what I did now.
So the custom labor still does need to be canceled though?
Yes. It's just basic labor charges. I can cancel the custom labor one, yes.
Okay.
But you can too, yeah. It's zero payment on it. There's no money.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I'll make a note that both of these orders are canceled, and then that way they don't try and reach out to schedule them.
Okay. All right. I'm going to cancel them both right now. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XPO. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.